No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, there is a force that unites us all. Join the movement and let your lips do the talking with Aide Cosmetics, available on aidecosmetics.com.
Looking in the rearview mirror of life filled with regrets. Stop regretting life with I woulda, coulda, shoulda before it's too late. Live life on purpose, for a purpose, with a purpose.
Get your copy of Living and Loving Life Without Regrets by going to any of the various retailers listed on the screen.
Welcome to My Sister Circle. Hey, everybody. Woo! It's been a week. But I am so glad that it is Thursday. I am so happy to be here. I am so excited that I am sitting next to Dr. Sabrina Jackson. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so glad that you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh, my goodness. So we are missing Oriana tonight. So everybody, I want you guys to send up a prayer for O. She had to tend to some mommy duties on tonight, but we are missing O, and we are missing Nee on tonight. I know you guys know that Nee last day with us was in August, but you know, we are missing Nee still because she was an amazing asset to the show. And O is also amazing, valuable asset to the show. So we are definitely missing O. So I just want you guys to make sure that you send up a prayer for O on tonight, her and her children on tonight, while she tends to her mommy duties. So, Dr. Sabrina.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
So, if you guys don't know, Dr. Sabrina is an amazing motivational speaker. She has so many several businesses. They call her the people expert. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we even go on, because I really want to start there at the people expert.
Okay.
Listen, guys, I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you guys to like, share, and invite. I need you guys all to tag in at least 5 to 10 people, okay? Get them on this line because we do have an amazing guest. Like I said, this is Dr. Sabrina Jackson, the people's expert. So I want to make sure that everybody, all the people, are tuned in. So make sure you share it to groups. Make sure you share it to your friends and your family and get them in here. I don't know if you guys seen the content for today or the flyer for today. I don't know what the topic is today. All I know is that God said, let's talk to Dr. Sabrina on today. So whatever the Holy Spirit has for us, whatever he has put in Dr. Sabrina Jackson, I want you guys to be a part of that. So, the people's expert.
It's actually the people.
The people expert.
I help people with people.
Okay.
Even if that person is themselves. Because oftentimes we think it's somebody else, but it's really us standing in the need of some help. And so I do that in a myriad of ways. I speak, I train, I consult, I do therapy, I do coaching, I write books, I'm on TV, I've been in 8 movies.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay.
I like movies.
8 movies?
And on all of them except, I think, 1, I play myself.
Really?
Yes.
So you play the Dr. Sabrina Jackson?
I am Dr. Sabrina.
Dr. Sabrina.
I'm just Dr. Sabrina.
Okay, Dr. Okay. So you guys know, let me just tell you guys, I'm trying to get out this formal, talking to Dr. Sabrina, because I have to tell you guys, if you guys know Dr. Sabrina, you know that she's down to earth. But if you don't know her, you know that when I advertised the flyer, I advertised her as the world-renowned Dr. Sabrina Jackson. And so I'm over here kind of like, oh my gosh, when I say it's world, that means like all over the world, has spoken, has traveled, has been an expert to people around the globe. So that for myself is just something so amazing. So, okay, formality is out, Dr. Sabrina. Okay, I let it go. I'm done. Okay, I'm done.
I always say this. It took me a long time after having my PhD to even use it, because I always said that people would treat you differently and things of that nature. And so I said, when Jesus called me, he gonna call me Bree Bree, because he know me.
That's right. So that is true.
I have a problem with, you know, titles and things of that nature. But I once remember I was at an event, and the gentleman who was speaking, he said that never be ashamed of your title. Titles are given for a reason. And the example he used was when Jesus asked the disciples who they were to him. And they says, oh, we're just your servants. He says, oh, no. Because if you were just a servant, the things that I share with you, I couldn't.
Wow. Now that, that is deep.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that hallelujah. Is good. So after that, he got me together.
He got
right
you
quick.
Together?
Right quick.
You just got me together.
Oh, just right quick. Okay.
You just got me together.
You.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So you should not be ashamed of what God has put in you. And the other thing is, what God has put in you, you don't need outside validation.
That's right.
If God put it in you, do you, boo.
That's right. what'd you say, Charlie?
What God has put in you, you don't need outside validation.
Thank you, Lord. Too often
we spend too much time waiting for someone else to validate the gift that God has given us, because there's a difference between your gift and your skill set. Your gift is given to you, and because it's given to you, it comes easy for you.
Yes.
And oftentimes when things come easy to us, we don't value it.
That's right.
That's true. Like, I have a girlfriend, she's an amazing baker. Like, every time I get her to bake something for me, people go crazy. And so she, for a long time, was like, oh, I said, no. Everybody
can't bake. That's right.
You could stand right next to me and tell me everything you did, it will not come out like yours. Because I'm not a baker. That's not my gifting. And so I had to learn to honor my gift, even though it came easy for me. And because things come easy for you, you make it look easy to other people. So then that's when the haters come. Haters coming.
That's right.
They gotta come. They're part of the equation. You can't have the blessing without the hater. Word tells me.
Can't have the blessing without the hater.
That he prepares a table for me in the presence of mine enemy. Presence means proximity. You gotta be at my table to see my table. So you can't be around the block seeing my table. You're always gonna be close.
That part.
So sometimes we get so wounded by people because we love them. We think that they're in position for purpose.
Woo! That part.
Mm-hmm. So I get excited when haters show up.
Yes.
Because when haters show up, I go, ooh, it's something at my table. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, it's something new at the table. So, yeah.
I made a comment the other day. A guy, he was on a podcast. He was starting his own podcast. And I went on the show, and I was in the comments, and I was addressing some things that he was talking about. And he didn't like it, and he blocked me. And then he made a post about me. And I said, I said, this tickles me. I said, because at this point, if you're making posts about me and blocking me, I realize that I've gotten myself a hater. And look at this.
Yes.
Look at this. I was all excited.
It's funny. I listened to one of my favorite comedians. He's not that clean, but he's funny. it's Cat Williams. And
okay.
Cat Williams said that if you woke up with 15 haters, you should go to bed with 16.
Come on.
You want more haters. I was okay, Kat, okay. But yes, haters are necessary.
Haters are necessary. So before we continue with this amazing, amazing woman of God here, I want to make sure that we do the one thing that Sister Circle always do. So Dr. Sabrina, one thing that we always do is we highlight a sister of the week.
Okay.
We choose a sister. It's usually one of us, one of the hosts that choose a sister of the week. And how we choose the sister of the week, it's always based off of the support, because my sister circle is based off of sisterhood, encouraging, uplifting, and just being my sister's keeper, knowing that nothing you can do as a sister, being in a circle of sisters, nothing you can do to dim your sister's light. You can just be supportive, okay, to your sister's light, and nothing, no competition in sisterhood, none of that. So that is one of our, the mission of My Sister Circle. So we wanted to make sure that we always highlighted a sister of the week. So I'm going to go ahead and highlight our amazing sister of the week. This time, you know, often we make sure that we tell the person who it is and things like that so they can choose their own picture. But then sometimes God say surprise them. So this sister of the week has no idea, and I just want to make sure that this sister of the week is highlighted in excellence, because I've seen you do so many things in excellence. So, all right, Charlie, please. Yes. So our sister of the week, congratulations, is Sissy Lindsay. Sissy is a sister of mine, my god sister,
okay.
And she is... I've seen her support every sister that comes up on her timeline. I mean, down to old and young, she supports every sister that comes down her timeline. And so as I was, I said, oh, shoot, it's my turn to pick Sister of the Week. I always kind of just forget that it's my turn. And I'm like, oh, shoot, it's my turn to pick Sister of the Week. And as I was trying to choose Sister of the Week, the Lord said, that's who to pick. And I said, okay, Lord, what I'm going to say? And so just not too long ago, I'm like, all right, I didn't even research what I'm going to say and things like that. He said, no, this is what I want you to say. You are Sister of the Week because you are willing to put your sister first all the time, and you are willing to take a back seat and say, no, it's time to let my sister shine. So I think that that is such an amazing quality to have, because sometimes it is necessary to just let your sister shine. It is necessary. So I just want to say congratulations, Sissy. I love you. I love you as a family member. I love you as a sister in my circle. And I'm happy that it was your turn. God said it was your turn to be chosen, for everybody to see the light that you shine on all the other sisters that you come in contact with. So congratulations. Yay. All right, so we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and as we go to a commercial break, I want you guys to do me a favor, and I want you guys to tag some more people in, because I'm pretty sure that this conversation is getting ready to go somewhere where we just don't expect, but we need. So I want you guys to make sure you tag some more people in while we go to a quick commercial break.
Light it up.
Stop looking in the rearview mirror of life filled with regrets. Stop regretting life with I woulda, coulda, shoulda before it's too late. Live life on purpose, for a purpose, with a purpose.
Get your copy of Living and Loving Life Without Regrets by going to any of the various retailers listed on the screen.
No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, there is a force that unites us all. Join the movement and let your lips do the talking with Aide Cosmetics, available on AideCosmetics.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and we thank you so much for joining us on My Sister Circle. We are here tonight with Dr. Sabrina, the people expert. So, Dr. Sabrina, tell us about yourself.
I'm 55.
Okay. You look amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am divorced twice. Mm-hmm. My second husband was a pastor. So I've been a first lady.
Okay.
I have one birth son. He's 28. And I have one adopted daughter. She's 40.
Okay.
Ooh, Lord. And I have several businesses. I love to laugh. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is laughter. So I aim to laugh on purpose every day.
Every day.
Every day. Because the very time that you feel that you shouldn't laugh or that it's inappropriate is the time you need to laugh.
Wait, say it one more time.
The time that you feel that it's inappropriate to laugh mm-hmm. or you shouldn't laugh is the time you need to laugh.
Hmm.
So the word tells us that laughter is a medicine for your soul. So whenever your soul is hurting, whenever your soul is grieving, that's when you need laughter because it's healing.
Yeah, I better start laughing some more.
So I laugh on purpose. So there's three things that I do. You said tell people about myself. I just spent 28 days in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was in the hospital for 28 days, the nurses kept saying they loved coming in my room because I never was depressed. I never gave up. I never was sad. I was always upbeat and laughing. And so there were three things that I did. I would go to YouTube and listen to dry bar comedy because I like dry humor.
Okay.
Dry humor is when people are making you laugh, but they keep a straight face. And they look at like, well, what are you laughing at?
Mm-hmm.
That is hilarious to me. So I go there and I just put on anybody, black, white, Asian, don't matter. They're hilarious to me. So I love dry comedy. The second thing I would do is I would go to YouTube and pull up the out clips of Family Feud with
Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm.
He's a complete and utter fool.
Yep.
On mm-hmm. Family Feud. It's so funny, mm-hmm. the things that people say. Oh my God, I was cracking up laughing. And then the third thing, I would go to Pandora, put in one of my favorite comedians, and just let it loop different clips, you know, from my favorite comedians. And so I laugh.
And you got through 28 days of laughing on purpose daily. Because I know 28 days, you said in the hospital?
Yeah, in the hospital.
That had to be something.
It really wasn't. Hmm. People keep saying, like I was talking to somebody earlier, and they says, oh my God, you've been through so much. And I'm like,
okay. Okay.
I mean, yeah, you know, I was sick, and I've never been sick, so that was like weird to me. Mm-hmm. And so the only time that I ever cried or felt sad is when I knew they were going to do something to hurt me.
Okay.
So I have what they call rolling veins.
Okay.
And so they, every day it was a chore to take blood, and they wanted blood every day.
Mm.
And so it was, I just didn't like that. And then there was one test that they have to go in your artery to get the blood. And that needle is thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
checking your oxygen level.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so they don't give you medicine, like they don't dead in the air. Mm-hmm. They just go in.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt really bad.
That
and
is
I am
a sensitive area.
I am very much a wimp when it comes to pain. I don't like any pain. That's why I have one child.
Okay.
Because I couldn't do that again. Okay. I don't even understand how people have more than one child unless they have multiples at one time. I don't even understand it.
And I have five.
Okay.
yep.
So.
Definitely. So tell us about your businesses.
Well, I've been in business for myself since 1995. And so my first business, which is now closed, it was SAS Counseling and Consulting Services. So when I left the county, I used to work for the Mental Health Board. And when I left that job, started that business, I started it to really just have a private practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said consulting on the end so that I could speak, because people were asking me to speak. And then one day God just said, mm-mm, you are the speaker.
Mm.
You are the messenger. I need you to go out and deliver the message. And I kept saying, well, do you see my checks? This don't make any sense. You want me to stop these checks for a check I'm not sure about?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what I tell people all the time. Whenever God tells you to do something, you better do it.
Okay.
Because if you don't, it's not going to be pleasant.
Mm.
When he makes you do it, then you're going to have a Jonah experience. You're just going to have you're going to have a belly experience.
Yeah.
So yeah, he shut it down. He shut it down. He shut it down. So then I start speaking. So my next business is Sabrina Jackson Enterprises.
Okay.
And so that's my company that I do the speaking under.
Mm-hmm.
And then I created a personality assessment model for the body of Christ. And it's called Essential Colors. And so I, from that, created Essential Love Styles, which is for couples.
Okay.
And so though Essential Colors is his own business. Sabrina Jackson Enterprises is his own business. And so many years ago, I started helping people create nonprofits.
Oh, really?
And so, And so I have another business called the Nonprofit Creators.
Oh, wow.
And so I set up nonprofits for people, specifically when churches, because there should be a separation of church and state. So if a church, the church is already a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to do application, but people will tell them they need to so they can make money off of them. They mm-hmm. lie to them. But the thing that, about an ecclesiastical body, it doesn't have to pay or submit taxes.
Mm.
And so if you open up the portal, then you will.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Right.
Do something different. So I work with churches around having a separate 501c3 so they can go after grants and get money for development in their communities, things of that nature. So that's the third business. The fourth business is I have a publishing company where I publish my works as well as the works of others called SJE Publishing.
Wow.
So I do that. And then the last thing is I have a clothing line.
Oh, really?
Which is called Essentially You. And it's based off of my essential colors. And so once you understand what your personality type is, we have clothing and things for you to represent that in the world.
So wow.
That's me.
So I went under Sabrina Jackson Enterprises. That's like, right, not doctor, just Sabrina Jackson Enterprises.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, it's just, my website is just sabrinajackson.com.
Okay. So, yeah. So I went there. Mm-hmm. Are we still live on Facebook, Charlie? Just to make sure, because mine's did pause for a second. Okay. I'm not sure, but we're just going to keep going.
Okay.
So I went there, mm-hmm. and I was looking at everything, and I was looking at the speaking engagements and things like that, and all of the things that you have, coaching. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I got to the keynote speaker mm-hmm. part.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to the keynote speaker part, it has your fees that you charge on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and it says keynote speaking for 1 hour. Get this, guys, because I want you guys to take it in like I took it in. It says keynote speaker fee, $5,000 an hour. Let me tell you what that's did to me. You don't even understand.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Yes, there's some people that pay. That's my nonprofit rate, really.
Wow.
When McDonald's calls, McDonald's pays considerably more than $5,000. When I do international keynoting, like if I speak for the international conference,
okay,
yeah, that's more like $15,000 an hour.
Okay, so I was stuck at the five. I was stuck at the 5,000, and I was completely blown. I was just blew back, and I just sat there, and that just, I mean, when I say it had a resonate in my spirit, like, Lord, it was a moment for me. I mean, it's still a moment for me right now, just even seeing it visually right now, and then to hear you say, well, that's nothing. That's the low ball.
That ain't nothing.
I have a girlfriend
that's a minister. I was talking to her yesterday. She said God gave her an idea, and she implemented it, and within 2 weeks, she made $300,000. 2 weeks.
Mm. And see, that's what I always say. I always go back to when you're walking in God's purpose. When you're obedient to God's voice, when everything is aligned, when you're following the blueprint, those are the type of things that he do. And see, for me, $5,000 for 1 hour is something I've never seen that before. I'm so excited to see that because I know it's coming. Not I hope it's coming. I know it's coming. And I'm excited to see those type of things. But so when I see it and hear it from you, it's just I'm just amazed of it's always, you know, like I told you earlier today, to be sitting next to someone that's world renowned. You sitting here talking about international. For me, that speaks so many volumes for me. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, God, this is the purpose that you told me to walk in. And so I'm amazed that when you walk in that purpose and walk in what God say to do, that these are the things that he do for you.
Well, I say all the time that, and this is my favorite little saying I say all the time, but I say that God is going to blow his super on my natural.
Mm.
That's the only thing that makes supernatural. And because I say that every day, then that's my expectation. Mm-hmm. It's my expectation that great things happen to me. Mm-hmm. It's my expectation that unprecedented opportunities come my way. Large sums of money come to me.
Yes.
Easily.
Mm.
From multiple sources. Because sometimes we'll look at one source and we'll get so focused there, but then he may be trying to send you something from over there. So turn your neck and look over there. You have to be open to what God is doing. And so one of the things for me that has been helpful
mm-hmm.
is to really watch who I talk to.
Okay.
You can't talk to everybody
mm-hmm.
because everybody does not mean you well, and everybody is not happy for you, and some people will smile in your face
mm-hmm.
and then they'll block your opportunity.
Mm, by words.
If they have the power, they will block it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
So I've had that happen to me, and so I've learned to, and this has taken a long time, but I've learned to shut up. Sometimes you just have to shut up.
That's true.
Just don't say nothing.
That is true. That is true. That part right there is really true.
And one of the things that I love about what you're doing in supporting women and uplifting women is to help women understand that we have to encourage each other, but we also have to be honest and correct each other. Because I wouldn't be who I am if I wasn't corrected.
Woo.
Correction is necessary.
That's right.
I don't get it right every time. I'm 55. I still don't get it right every time. And so I have to be coachable.
Mm-hmm.
There's a study that was done by a group called Leadership IQ. Leadership IQ was an international firm that studies trends for leaders. One of the things that leaders kept saying is that it's hard to find and keep good help.
Mm-hmm.
And they says, well, what are the top five reasons why people fail at what they at their jobs? Well, when I looked at the study, to me, it's the top five reasons why people fail, period.
Mm-hmm.
The first is coachability.
Mm.
If you can't be told nothing, how do you get better?
That's right.
And second is emotional intelligence. So emotional. Yep, coachability is first.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional intelligence is second. Emotional intelligence is seen when you lack the ability to control your own emotions, but secondly, to accurately assess the emotions of others. So you're either the type of people that can't nobody say boo to because you're cussing and crying,
mm-hmm.
but fighting, or you push people and push people till you push them over the edge.
Mm.
And we see a lot of that.
See a lot of that.
The third reason is motivation. You lack the motivation to reach your own highest potential. So these are the type of people that do just enough to get by. They'll get wrote up, but they won't get fired.
Mm.
They'll come, but they come late. So they're just not motivated. The fourth is temperament style. The temperament to do a thing, the personality to do a thing. And so that's like when you go to church and the usher don't like people. So you can tell they don't like people. If you don't like people, don't be the usher.
That's right. That's right.
If you don't like people, don't be the customer service mm-hmm. person. There are places you can go and you don't have to deal with people. So know how you're wired and understand that so you can walk in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, it's the functionality necessary to do a thing. So when you look at jobs, you generally get trained in how to do the job. But when was the last time you got trained in how to take feedback gracefully?
Oh, that's good.
Never.
Never.
I do have a training, 7 ways to take feedback gracefully.
Oh, that one too?
Mm-hmm. That's a training.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And so one of the things that's my favorite thing of all the things that I do is to create something new in the moment.
Okay.
So like when COVID first started, I got a call from McDonald's. McDonald's Corporation has been a client now for 20 years. I mm-hmm. cannot believe 20 years. Oh, my God. And they called me and says, we got all these people that's at home. We don't know what to tell them. All this uncertainty. So I created a workshop entitled Creating Magic During Times of Uncertainty. MAGIC is an acronym.
Mm.
The M was to manage your stress. The A is to have an attitude of gratitude, because you cannot be grateful and complain at the same time. They can't occupy the same space. So you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a space of gratitude, there are major benefits for you when you're grateful. There are health benefits, mental benefits, spiritual benefits. There's benefits to being grateful. So the G is to guard your peace.
Guard your peace.
Guard your peace at all costs. You cannot watch the news 24/7.
Yeah.
You cannot ding. Turn your notifications off, because oftentimes when it dings, you're going to pick it up and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have moments that are peaceful for you. And you have to know what that is. For some people, it's walking in nature. For some people, it's sitting by the water. For some people, it may be yoga. Whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
know what things calm you and do that on purpose. The I is to identify things that bring you joy and do them on purpose.
Mm. That's a great
one. Please do things that make you happy. And so I always say you live the world. You navigate the world through your 5 senses.
Okay.
So if you really want to think about things that bring you joy, nestle down to each of the five senses. What things do you like to listen to? Mm-hmm. What things, when you listen to them, make you smile?
Mm-hmm.
Hearing a baby giggle makes me laugh. Okay. I love hearing a baby giggle, like uncontrollably, just mm-hmm. all, like they're so tickled. That is so good for me. So what things do you like to listen to? What things do you like to watch? What things do you like to look at? Now, I am single,
mm-hmm.
ready to mingle. But so I have in my phone, people send me pictures of fine men,
mm-hmm.
dressed to the nine. And so in my phone, when I'm going through my pictures.
That's your eye candy.
That's my eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay. So I like that. Then what scents do you like?
Okay.
What smells do you like? And there are scents that are designed to calm you.
Mm.
Lavender calms you
mm-hmm.
naturally. So your senses, what things do you smell? And then tasting.
Mm-hmm.
What things taste good to you?
Okay.
And so you don't have to overdo it. Like, I love cake. Oh, my goodness, I love cake. However, I don't buy a whole cake.
Okay.
I go and I might get 2 cupcakes. Serves the purpose.
Right.
And I get what I like. And then lastly, it's tactical things that make you feel good. Okay. And so sometimes when you're by yourself, that's difficult. Oh, but I got it down to a science. I will do the body scrub, the brown sugar body
mm-hmm.
scrub.
Mm-hmm.
I scrub my body good and then get in a hot shower. Heaven.
Y'all listen.
Then, because I love warmth, I like to feel like I'm in a cocoon. So sometimes when I'm watching a movie, I will take my throw, put it in the dryer, get it all warm, wrap up in a warm blanket. Oh, Jesus. Jesus himself made that happen. I'm just saying. So when you think about identifying the things that bring you joy, take the time
mm-hmm.
to make the list. Have a list for each area.
That's good.
Yeah. And then the C is to create your own circle of support. And understand that just because you're my family don't mean you in my circle.
Come, you better say that again. Say that one more time. You just
gotta hear. Just because you in my family don't mean you in my circle.
That's what it mean, y'all. That's what it mean. It's not.
And this is
no
the other
offense.
Thing. I tell people all the time, routinely examine your circle.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because you was in my circle last year, don't mean you wait to be in my circle this year.
Not where
and
I'm
then
at.
Once I decide that you're not in my circle, I do not have to call you and be mean to you.
That's right.
Because people will do that. Oh, well, you're not my friend no more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Just back.
That's right.
Still be cordial.
Mm-hmm.
I might even still go to the movies with you or something. But certain things you can't do with me
mm-hmm.
anymore. Certain things I can't share with you.
This is good.
I've learned that because one of the things that I say is that iron sharpens iron, but it doesn't cut.
Mm, tell us about that one.
Because we're both iron,
mm-hmm.
and we both a knife.
That's right.
But a knife will cut you, but if you're sharpening,
mm-hmm.
I'm better. Mm-hmm. I'm sharper because I'm with you.
Okay.
And so I don't have to leave you bleeding.
That's right. Ooh. Ooh.
I shouldn't leave you wounded.
That's right.
Because you call yourself correcting me. Correction can be done in love. Oh my God, I've seen it happen. People have done it with me. I remember the first time I spoke at McDonald U,
mm-hmm.
McDonald University.
Okay.
And I was speaking and I had my PowerPoint and all that. And afterwards, never forget, her name is Glenn. Glenn came to me afterwards and she says, oh my God, you're amazing. We love you. We're going to use you some more. And then she says, but the next time you do a corporate training,
mm-hmm.
make sure you don't have a typo in your PowerPoint.
Mm.
And so from that day to this, I never do a PowerPoint without having it looked over by somebody else.
Because
I can't catch my mistakes sometimes.
Right, right.
And so that coachable moment I've used for the rest of my days. She corrected me, but she didn't out me.
Yeah.
She didn't go, That's spelled wrong.
Mm-hmm. She did nice, nasty.
Yeah, she didn't. She just said, "We love you.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna use you, but next time, make sure you got that tight, sis."
I love it.
We have to do that with each other, and we have to be open to it, because sometimes you will get feedback that you don't like, and then you discount it because of how it was delivered. But maybe the person delivering it didn't know how to, but it's still valid.
Mm-hmm.
It's still to make you better.
I love it. And I remember the conversation you and I was having on the phone, and I was speaking about dimming your sister's light. And I remember you telling me about that. And that was we talked for a while, but that stuck with me. I mean, I dreamed about it. Then wow. I started dreaming about lighthouses, and I'm like, I mean, it was so profound of what you said. Can you share that with them?
Well, the thing about lights is sometimes as a person, you have to understand what type of light you are.
Mm-hmm.
Every different type of light has different purpose. So I can't look at and devalue a small light if I'm a big light, because a big light can't do what a small light can do.
That's right.
Vice versa. So like there's a pin light. A pin light is like a laser light. A laser light is used to look deep inside your eye. The doctor will use that light to look in your eye, to look at your retina, and to see if there's any damages back there. A big light can't do that. Mm-hmm. A lamp can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so because a person may be a laser-like focused light, they may be looking at another light going, I want to be like them. No. Understand the power that you stand in. Every light has a different purpose. So you have a pin light. Then you'll have a flashlight. A flashlight may look at, I might be trying to open up my car door, I'm mm-hmm. opening up the door, and I just need that laser type of focus for that. Then I might have a lamp that will light up the room. Then I might have a street light mm-hmm. that lights up my street. Oh, and then there's a searchlight. And a searchlight will let you know where something is
mm.
because it's, let me follow that. And then there's a lighthouse. And a lighthouse, you may never see the base, but it lights up for forever. I mean, it just lights up huge. And so some people are a huge light, and some people are a focus light.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, let your light shine.
Come on.
Whatever light you have. And so support your sister in whatever she is.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we have to help people understand the value of the type of light that they are.
Wow. And helping them understand that value, what's a good approach for helping someone understand that you are still valued even if we don't have the same light?
Well, first of all, God uses everything.
Okay.
And when we're a body, He puts us together, and every part of the body has a different purpose.
Mm-hmm.
My fingers don't do what my feet do. So you have to understand that God is using everything, and because He's using everything, value what He used you for.
Yes. And that's why I told you that in this season, I'm just in a coachable place, and I have to take everything in as it comes to me, and because I want to know the purposes that whatever God has for me, whatever He's telling me to do, those are the things that I want to serve in. And so some areas I need to be coached in. Some areas my light is going to be different from other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. And I don't think it took me time to get there, but it did take me time to fully understand that there is, you have to have coachable times. In seasons, you have to have coachable moments, because every area you are not going to be 100% perfect in. Of course not. So I'm excited to be in a coachable place right now. And I'm excited to be in a space where, although there is elevation, God is still, he's still aligning everything for, okay, let me put this assignment here. Okay, well, now you got a test here, and now we got to teach you here. And I'm just excited about those things. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes I cry, and sometimes I just don't like it. And I can be honest, I just don't like those days sometimes where it's just like, really? So you're gonna put me in this type of uncomfortable place? But I'm just so grateful that he even trusts me with that, you mm-hmm. know, to elevate me in some areas that he's elevating me in. I'm just excited about that. And I'm
growth is painful.
Oh my goodness.
Growth is painful.
Sips anything tea. That's
you know, when even like, you know, when my son played basketball, and I remember him going to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, his knees, he's having growing pains. And he was like, Ma, I can't jump. I can't. Oh, it hurts. Mm. Okay, yeah. That's a part of life.
Yes.
Growing pains. You know, I know the people that be working out, I don't be working out. Oh, my God. But the people say, no pain, no gain. I'm like, But I understand.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, some, if you want to work a muscle, it's going to hurt to strengthen the muscle.
Ooh, it is.
It's going to hurt.
It is.
And so, you know, I think that as women especially, I was talking to a good girlfriend of mine the other day, and she said, well, why do we keep doing everything for everybody? And we don't, I says, we think we little super people. And we're not super people. We need to sit down.
Mm.
We need to rest. Rest and sleep is the number one thing that builds your immune system.
Ooh.
Not supplements. Mm-hmm. Not zinc. Taking your tail to bed.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm working on that.
Mm-mm, don't work on it.
Okay.
Do it. Because when you don't,
mm-hmm.
there is when you're sleeping, there's certain things that are happening to revitalize your organs and your brain and everything when you're sleeping. First, when you don't get to the deep level of sleep, that can't occur.
Mm.
And a lot of times we'll sleep, but we don't stay sleep long enough for what needs to happen to occur. So my good friend, shout out to Dr. Carla. Dr. Carla is a holistic doctor, and the way she explained it to me, because I was always up, I'm a late night girl, I'd be up on the phone, watching TV, watching movies, just up.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, if you don't sleep, there is a chemical that is supposed to be released in your brain to help your brain function.
Okay.
If you don't sleep, sooner or later, that chemical will release, but it's going to attack your brain, not help your brain.
Ooh.
So she took, because I'm a visual person, she said, so it's like the Pac-Man game. It will start eating up your brain.
Oh,
so
wow.
Needless to say, I goes to sleep.
Okay.
And stay asleep.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to definitely.
And I hear people, like people who are business, you know, mavericks and doing things, sleep is overrated. You could sleep when you're dead. Okay, you'll be dead faster. And this is what my spiritual mother told me. She said, God gave us the formula for rest and work. He worked 6 days and rested one. There's nothing that you're doing that trumps what he did.
Wow, that's a good one.
And if he could take some rest,
mm.
you surely can take some rest.
You're right. So, we are getting ready to come to a close. So, if you had to tell the viewers, which are more than likely they're all sisters, if you had to say to them the phrase that I always say as I close out, there's no competition in sisterhood, and always be willing to fix your sister's crown, what would you say on that?
Anything that you do, you have to care. And CARE is an acronym. The C is that you have to be coachable. So if I'm the sister, that crown needs to be corrected. I need to be open to that.
Okay.
The A is I need to have an attitude of gratitude. So I need to be thankful that I have the opportunity to fix somebody's crown. Wow. And I have to be thankful that somebody sees my messed up crown and it's going to help me. The R is to be righteously responsible. So when God speaks to you and tell you to speak to your sister, speak to your sister in love and kindness. It's by loving kindness have I drawn them. I can't draw you if I'm repelling you. So I can't be keeping it, I'm keeping it 100, all that. You got to be loving and kind, but you got to be responsible with your sister's heart and your heart, because you don't want to do something that then you got to reap for. Because you reap what you sow. And then the E, I used to say embrace excellence, but what I've learned is if you embrace it, you can let it go. So now I say embody excellence. When you embody excellence, you bring your A game to every game.
Embody excellence. All right. So I'm definitely going to go back and listen to that part, especially, and write that down, because I really love that acronym for CARE. So in our close, I want you to tell us about anything that you have up and coming. And then I'm going to have Charlie, I'm going to have him post some things on the screen. If you do you want to do it that way? Do you want to have him post it and then you tell us about that? Or however you want to do it.
He could post it, whatever.
Okay, but so you can just talk while he posts.
I can just talk. Okay. I have a couple of books that are on my book site, which are, I look so different.
I love
everyone.
It.
I love those. It. Look at that fat face picture. Who
He's
was
not
that?
A statistic.
Yeah, that's 12 laws for single mothers raising black males.
Oh, wow.
And okay. I call them laws and not principles, because laws are mandates. I know these work.
Okay. And then Daily Elevations, 30-day journal to self-awareness.
Yes.
What's that one about?
So that is a journal, but it's a guided journal. So every day I give you a quote, then I talk about the quote, and then I give you guided questions to respond to, and then I give you a page to journal on your own.
And then the 10 types of haters.
The 10 types of haters.
I'm excited about that one.
Because I said we all have haters.
Right.
And if we have them, we need to know.
Identify.
We need to identify them. And so I talk about the 10 types of haters, but the last two chapters are the most powerful, because I ask you to, now that you've identified the 10, be honest with yourself which ones you've given to somebody else. And then lastly is the most diabolical hater of all, and that's the hater in your head. That's hating on you.
On yourself.
That tells you you can't, you ain't, you too fat, you too short, you too, you know, all of that.
That's deep.
And all of the haters start with the H. So it's the humorous hater, the haphazard hater, the haughty hater, the holy hater.
I need all three too, Cedra. So, okay, so tell us any,
And that website is drsabrinabooks.com.
All right, so I'm gonna make sure that we put that on our page as well. Okay, thank you. Do you have any up and coming speaking engagements that
because
you're supposed to be rest.
Because I'm supposed to not even be here. Because I was in the hospital. I got out the hospital on August the 18th.
Thank you for being here.
And so it hasn't even. I was talking to somebody earlier, and I said, "Oh my God, it ain't even been a month yet." And I'm out interviewing and doing stuff. My son is like, "You are all out of control."
When you did Erica Campbell's show, you did it remotely, though.
Yes.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, we taped it. We actually taped it last week.
Okay.
And then they played it this week.
Okay.
But even that, he was like, why are you?
Right.
Why are you doing interviews? You're supposed to be resting. So when I leave here.
You going to rest?
I'm going to go get me some oxtails.
Okay. And then rest?
And then watch the new movie, the new Tyler Perry, with Eva, the girl from what's the girl's name from, she's the model, the real pretty model.
Oh, Eva. Eva Longoria, something. Eva Pickford.
Whatever, the black girl, the black girl that was on Housewives. So she has a new show that that's coming on BET Plus tonight.
Okay, so you're going to go get you some oxtails,
I'm
going to
get me
rest.
Some oxtails and watch that, because it's going to be good.
Okay.
Nice drama.
I never even knew that was coming on, but
it's good.
I'm glad you're going to rest. Mm-hmm. But okay, so you don't have any up and coming speaking engagements, but are we able to see speaking engagements on your website? Are they upload like when they do come?
I have some stuff on my YouTube page, and okay. My YouTube page.
I checked your YouTube page out.
Essentially, Sabrina.
Yep. Oh, Eva Garcia. Sorry,
We messed her name up. We sorry.
So bad.
But we still talking about her.
Yep.
And I'm gonna be watching.
So, all right. So we are going to make sure that we put everything up that needs to be. If you guys want to follow Dr. Sabrina Jackson, you can follow her on all social media platforms. I know Facebook is Dr. Sabrina Jackson.
Instagram is Dr. Sabrina Speaks.
Right. And then
TikTok.
I seen you on TikTok.
TikTok is...
That blew me away because I don't even go on TikTok that much.
The people expert.
All right. So
I give a people expert tip of the day. So just a little something to help you with people.
I love it.
And then
YouTube
is essentially Sabrina.
Okay. So there you have it, guys. If you want to follow her on all social media platforms, please do so. Make sure that you follow her on Instagram, because when I followed her on Instagram, I was able to see things that she is doing or things that she has done. If you want to go back and watch anything that she's done, I kind of went through.
They could go to Fox 2.
I went there too.
Yeah, Fox 2, just put in my name and a whole bunch of stuff come up.
See? You guys, make sure that you tune in and you follow Dr. Sabrina Jackson on all platforms. All platforms. Do you want to leave us with anything before we close out?
I'm so glad we've had this time.
Me too.
Together, just to have a laugh. Or sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long. Peace. God bless you.
Wow. Well, okay, guys. Remember, there's no competition in sisterhood, and always be willing to fix your sister's crown. Have a good evening. Thank you, guys.
Stop looking in the rearview mirror of life filled with regrets. Stop regretting life with I woulda, coulda, shoulda before it's too late. Live life on purpose, for a purpose, with a purpose.
Get your copy of Living and Loving Life Without Regrets by going to any of the various retailers listed on the screen.